brought to you by Penguin.
The Extra Mile by Kevin Sinfield. Read by me, Kevin Sinfield. Introduction. One wintry afternoon in November 2022, I ran through the gates of Headingley to see a familiar figure waiting for me by the statue of John Holmes, a Leeds rugby legend. Rob Burrow sat in his wheelchair with sunglasses on, his wife Lindsay by his side, as the crowd clamoured for photos of him. Just above Rob's head was an inscription on the John Holmes statue, "The Reluctant Hero." Rob wouldn't have wanted to be sitting there in the cold, quietly, unable to move much as a result of the motor neuron disease he was diagnosed with in December 2019. And ordinarily, I wouldn't have been running 7 back-to-back ultramarathons in the last week of a Rugby League World Cup staged in England. But there we were at Headingley, me and the reluctant hero, united in the fight against MND, just as we battled together in many great Leeds Rhinos teams. I'd passed through those gates as a 13-year-old from Oldham, having crossed the Pennines with my mum and dad to see whether Leeds might be the club for me. Now I was 42, running ultra number 6. The ground where I'd played for 20 years rose in front of me once again. My boyhood years on the Leeds training ground had brought me into contact with a younger, tiny, firefly game changer who would become my teammate and friend during the club's finest trophy-winning years. There he was again, this time in a wheelchair, silently absorbing the love of the crowd. We slowed to a jog and then a walk as TV cameras and support staff closed in on me and our Ultra 7-in-7 team of runners and cyclists. Normally, I would stop and catch my breath and talk on live TV, but this time I kept walking through the throng towards Rob with a smile on my face. There was an even bigger one on his, despite what MND was doing to his body. With the crowd held back, I'd lowered my head to Rob's. Lindsay threw a bench coat over me to keep me warm, but it slipped over my head to form a kind of cocoon for me and Rob. I thanked him for coming, apologised for being so sweaty, and told him, "I love you, pal. All right." No words came back. I straightened myself to speak to the large gathering and managed a couple of sentences about how wonderful it was to be there, but couldn't go on. Standing to the side of Rob's chair, I dropped my head bent over, clasped my knees with my hands and tried to compose myself to resume my speech. There was a hush. Nothing moved or made a sound while I gathered myself to carry on. Looking straight ahead, Rob couldn't have known why the silence had descended, why I was lost for words. From the crowd came a lone shout of encouragement, then the rising sound of clapping. I let go of my knees, lifted my head and straightened back up. The words rose in me too. Carrying on was what this was all about. Now I was standing upright again and talking to the crowd in the Headingley car park, paying tribute to Rob's courage, telling them why we were doing this and how people all along the route had come out to share their stories and seek strength from the campaign we were all part of. Somehow, the men we used to be on that Headingley pitch had become the men standing beside that statue, surrounded by kindness and empathy. The fans who had cheered us so many times on cold winter nights were now supporting us in a greater cause. It felt like a rugby league event. The Leeds Rhinos mascot was out there, geeing up the crowd, but there was no mistaking how much our lives had changed since the club's golden run of Grand Final and Challenge Cup wins. The Ultra 7-in-7 ran 13th to the 19th November 2022. It was kicked off by Doddy Weir of Scotland and the British Irish Lions, who was diagnosed with MND in 2016. Doddy, who had been Rob's guide and mentor when Rob was first diagnosed, joined us on the start line at Murrayfield at 7 a.m. on a cold and dark Scottish morning. Later that day, he was wheeled on the Murrayfield pitch by his 3 sons, Hamish, Angus and Ben, ahead of the Scotland versus New Zealand Autumn International. Both teams walked across the pitch and surrounded him to applaud his bravery. The crowd gave him a rousing ovation. You couldn't have scripted a more emotional reception for a great Scottish hero. As we headed south on our ultras through Doddy's Borders heartland and into England, our aim was to connect the stories of Rob, Doddy, Stephen Darby and Ed Slater, all MND sufferers in sport, to the whole MND community. The mission, of course, was to raise funds for MND care and help drive the search for a cure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?